Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Office Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. Hi, I'm Irene Watson, and I'm the Managing Editor for Reader Views in Austin, Texas.
And I'm Victor Volkman from Loving Healing Press in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's December 6, 2007, and welcome to episode number 53 in our series. Tonight's topic is Why You Should Hire a Publicist. And our special guest who will be joining us this hour is Mary Glenn McCombs. You can learn more about our guest on the Authors Access website, which is authorsaccess.com. Please send us your questions and comments to info@authorsaccess.com. Now tonight we're on the line with Mary Glenn McCombs, a veteran of the book publishing industry for over 15 years. Mary Glenn graduated from Vanderbilt University in 1993 with a BA in English. Throughout her career, she has been involved in the publication of several hundred books. Wow. She has served as a guest lecturer for publishing workshops, conferences, and events, including serving as a panelist for the Southern Festival of Books and the Publishers Marketing Association's PMA University. Good evening, Mary Glenn.
Good evening, Victor and Irene, and thank you all so much for having me on.
Well, it's a real pleasure, and what I'm really excited about the fact that you not only come from the publicist end of the spectrum, but also in your years in the publication and publishing of books, too. So you actually have both sides that you bring to the table. Tell us a little bit more about what your background is.
Oh, absolutely. I typically don't tell people, but I will tell you, I am a reformed, and sometimes I say recovering, publisher.
That's a good one.
Publishing company many, many moons ago, and I published for right at 5 years. I always did my own PR for the books that I published, and it became increasingly obvious that I was a much better PR person than I was a publisher. But I've been there from the beginning all the way through a book's life cycle many, many times with my own publishing company and with a number of authors and publishers.
Well, that's certainly great because with that experience, you know more of the background and what really the author is going through. And I think before we go any further, how about just giving us a lowdown on exactly what a book publicist does?
Essentially, a book publicist acts as a liaison between the author and the media. As a book publicist, my job is to generate awareness for a client's book. And essentially that could take the form of everything from soliciting reviews to soliciting feature stories, radio interviews, television interviews, appearances, any way I can gain exposure for my client and his or her book. That's essentially the job that I do.
And so that's been classified as publicity. So what's the difference between publicity and marketing?
As I understand it, and that is really a wonderful question, but as I understand it, marketing is more about bringing the book into the market. Essentially, what I'm trying to do is build awareness for the book. And I think that there are probably some instances where publicity and marketing go hand in hand, but I am focused exclusively on generating media awareness and consumer awareness.
Yeah, that's a great explanation. So when exactly in the book's life cycle do I call the publicist and say, hey, what can you do for me?
You know, the earlier the better. Typically, if I am working on a forthcoming project, if I can get started on the project 6 months before publication, I'm a very, very happy person. But there are instances where clients will come to me and say, I had a book published, it came out, you know, 2 weeks ago, I really don't know what to do. And there are instances where, you know, you can start at that late point. But really, if you want to do a very thorough campaign and give your book every single chance it has to succeed in terms of media coverage, the earlier you can start, the better.
Right. This is kind of off the wall, but I've actually heard of people canceling production of a book because it didn't get enough pre-publication publicity. Have you ever encountered anything like that?
I haven't, but it doesn't surprise me, Victor, that that would happen, because pre-publication publicity is absolutely imperative. It doesn't happen for everybody. It's hard to get, but it is very, very important, at least to get your books in the right hands, have them considered. It's just a really important component.
Great. And if I'm shopping for a publicist, what kind of things can I sort of ask them in terms of, you know, guaranteed results?
Actually, in terms of guarantees, I offer no guarantees at all in terms of media coverage. And the reason that is ultimately I am at somebody else's mercy. I could have a journalist interested in a story, and the editor could say, you know, not right now. We're not going to do this right now. So given that I am at the media's mercy, it's just not possible to offer guarantee.
Well, I understand that that's for sure, working with the media myself, that there's just no guarantee in it. Sometimes you try to figure them out, and you think you have it figured out, and this is what's going to work, and you do it, and it doesn't work. So, like you say, it's just right at the mercy of the media. And so I'd like to just go into some of the negative aspects that are floating around. In fact, I talked to an author very recently, and he went into a contract with a publicist and spent $12,000 over, I think it was a 3 or 4 month contract, and out of that whole time, he sold 6 books.
Ugh.
And, you know, that's a story that we hear so often, and so I'd like you to just, you know, tell us what it's really like and why this happened.
Oh, absolutely. It is very, very hard. I would never tell anybody, oh, this is an easy job. It is hard. Every book is a challenge. We know the reality. There are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of books published each year. It is a tough marketplace. It's very competitive. One thing that can really impact whether the media translates to sales is the level of distribution. If books are not available through traditional bookstore channels, and that doesn't mean they have to be on every single shelf of every single bookstore across the country, but if they're not available, it's hard to connect the PR to sales. And it's just, I mean, it's supply and demand more than anything.
So you had just mentioned traditional publishing. So is there really any point, being a self-publisher, to get a publicist to, you know, represent me?
Oh, absolutely. And a lot depends on what you want to accomplish with your book. It's very, very helpful, I think, to have someone who's familiar working with the media, knows what they're looking for, knows what they're not looking for, knows the right people to get in touch with. I think that's a very important thing. And it's self-published books. I mean, I think sometimes they get a bad reputation, which is not necessarily fair, because I have represented books from very, very large publishers, and I've represented self-published books. A lot just depends on the book itself. Is it well done? Is it topical? Is there a market for it? Where's the audience? So, yes, to answer your question, if you are a self-publisher, absolutely, it's still important to have a publicist.
Well, that's great. And so basically, from what I understand, a publicist usually wants 3 or 4 months, a contract for that period of time. And what is the purpose of tying the author in for that particular amount of time?
Typically, it takes a lot of legwork, Irene, just to get to the point where you've pitched people. They said, I might be interested in this. Can I see the book? You follow up with them once. You don't hear from them. You follow up again. You don't hear. You follow up again. Sometimes it can take many, many, many times before you actually make the connection. So it does take time to get a PR campaign off the ground.
Great. Speaking of PR, what's the role of press releases? And as a publicist, how do you work that into your strategy?
I do a press release for every book that I represent, and typically it's very basic. It's no frills. It just explains that the book is coming out, that a little bit about the book, who published it, brief information about the author and or publisher. And I think they're important, but a press release, unless it's something very, very newsworthy, it's not enough by itself. I think it really helps to have somebody actively pitching your book and calling somebody and saying, hey, I have a book that's right in line with the topics that you typically write about. Would you be interested in taking a look at it? I think it really helps because there are so many press releases out there.
Oh, yeah. It's just a press release. It's just a small piece of the puzzle.
Yeah,
I'm always curious. When I go to distribute it, there's all these service bureaus, and they charge, you know, differing amounts for differing levels of coverage and so on, and I just never know how much to pay to get my press releases out.
Well, my thought on that, Victor, is pay as little as possible. It is pretty tough. It is really tough because there, you know, if you go on to the services that you reference, you can see how many releases are coming before yours,
yeah.
And it's just, you know, one a minute. It's amazing how many are going out. But it's very helpful if, for instance, someone were to request a book from me. I would always include the press release because they have right at their fingertips. They would have the pertinent information. They would have my contact information, and they would have everything they needed right there.
That leads me into the next piece of the puzzle is what's the ideal setup for a media kit in terms of having the right information and not an overwhelming amount of stuff?
Typically, in my opinion, and I know scholars differ, but in my opinion, less tends to be more when it comes to a press kit. At the very least, I think a press release is important. An author biography and suggested interview questions if an author is doing a lot of broadcast media. Beyond that, depending on the book, if there are lots of great reviews, lots of great endorsements, I think it's worthwhile to do a praise sheet or a sheet of endorsement. But beyond that, I just try to keep it as simple as possible.
So you had mentioned endorsements, so I would imagine that talking about mailing out book reviews or reviews. And this is something that I understand that you do too.
In terms of getting the books out to reviewers?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I don't do the soliciting endorsements in the sense of back cover blurbs. If you see, you know, a book that has a blurb by Michael Connelly that I'm representing, I can't take credit for having gotten the blurb from Michael Connelly.
Okay.
As much as I'd like to.
So basically, your role comes in after the book is published, yeah. Or sending out pre-publication copies for review then?
Yes. Essentially, once we have a publication date and just before we have an advance review copy, ARC or Galley, that's where my role, that's when I start.
And so the question then comes to mind is it more beneficial to have a publicist send out a book for review rather than the author themselves? Is there a better chance that a review would come back to a publicist?
It really depends on the situation, Irene. If it's somebody, let's say I'm sending a book on Joe author's behalf, if it's a media contact with whom I have a relationship, the odds are probably going to be better with me getting the review than with the author getting the review, assuming the author, Joe author, is unknown to this particular media outlet. And it really helps to have a publicist who knows the people he or she is pitching, because so many people have different guidelines. I have reviewers who will review, who want to see books, you know, 6 months before the book ever hits the stores. I have reviewers who will not accept ARCs. They get mad if you send them. I have reviewers who like to be pitched by fax, who like to be called, who like email. I mean, it really, really depends. So having a relationship with a particular reviewer does help.
Great. Let's talk for a minute about platform. If an author really doesn't have their platform in concrete form, do you work with them to try and build that?
Yeah, to a certain extent, yes, absolutely. And it's such an important thing. particularly authors who are, you know, starting out as speakers or lecturers or workshop leaders, a book can be a very, very impressive calling card.
Perfect. I've been wondering, is there such a thing as building up a media portfolio of interviews that you may have done on the radio as you try and, you know, work your way into television, and then you can sort of build that up as you go?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's very important media just to, you know, get a copy of what it is that you did, whether it's television or radio. It a lot of times it helps, particularly with television. Almost the first question I get is, has this author done television before? And if the answer is no, there's a little hesitance. So, it can really help. And I have said many times, publicity begets publicity, and I've found that is true every single day. If you have people writing about your book and interviewing, you're pretty likely to get more people writing about your book and interviewing.
Right. There's another thing, you know, for first-time authors, there's a chicken or the egg scenario where it's impossible to get distribution without a track record, and you can't get a track record without distribution. Is there any way the publicist can sort of help in the process of actually recruiting distribution?
Actually, in my case, no, in terms of can I get you a distributor. It's really not something that I do, but I do know that a lot of distributors, particularly those who represent small presses, independent presses, and even self-published authors, they're pretty happy to hear from an author who has a publicist, because that means the author has a plan for what they're going to do. They understand how the process works, and a lot of times that can be very attractive to a distributor.
And we'll be back with more Authors Access after these important announcements.
Are you an author looking for another way to make your book available to your reading audience? If so, how about entering the revolutionary world of ebooks for Amazon Kindle? Amazon recently launched their new ebook reader that is now sweeping the masses by providing not only the ebook reader limitless possibilities, but it also now provides the opportunity for all authors to have their book available in the ebook format. The Kindle is the newest book reading device to hit the market. Let ReaderViews help you get your book on Amazon in just a few easy steps. You provide us the information and we'll upload it for you. At the same time, we will optimize your ebook by ensuring that your book is compatible and looks great on the new Kindle Reader. For more information, please go to ReaderViews.com and click on the Services for Authors in the top menu bar. There you will see the services we provide, as well as the link for your Kindle ebook production. The success of your book is our greatest interest. Go to ReaderViews.com today.
Mary Glenn, I would like to talk a little bit about how much participation does an author really need to put in when they hire a publicist. For instance, you know, myself as an author, if I hire you, what are your expectations of me?
I expect you to do essentially everything I say exactly when I say it. I'm kidding. it's really helpful for me if I'm working with a new author. It's very helpful for me to understand what their goals are and to understand where they think the market is, what do they think is most important about their book, things like that. So I do ask for quite a bit of involvement from my authors, just because nobody knows the book better than the person who wrote it.
Do you actually encourage the authors to do some marketing on their own or publicity on their own while you're still working with them too?
Yes, absolutely. I am all for that. A lot of times people will come to me and they'll say, you know, I'd like to hire you to do a print media campaign, but I have some wonderful contacts, and do you mind if I do this? And you can send the book to them, but I'll do the pitching just because I know they are. So, yes, I mean, anytime an author do his or her own PR, it is a great thing for everybody.
It's more of a collaboration, too, then.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it only makes sense with the author knowing their own book more so than anybody else. I mean, they've been pretty attached to it.
Right.
So I am wondering, why it is that publicists do not do just one particular package? For instance, if I only wanted you to get me interviews on TV or radio only, I don't want any print media, I don't want anything else. I just want that particular thing. I want to get on TV. But I'm finding that, from what I understand, publicists don't really encourage that. They want to encourage the whole package. And so, why?
I think that there are a number of instances where that is true. I'm actually one of those who subscribes to the other theory, which is there is no one-size-fits-all package for everybody. Every book is different. Every author is different. Every budget is different. And I do print campaigns. I do campaigns that are print, radio, and television. I've done radio campaigns. I've never done a strictly television campaign, but I customize every proposal based on what it is that the author is looking for. And if somebody comes to me and says, I've written a book and all I want to do is be on Oprah, the odds are not really good. And I can't take on projects where I don't feel like I'm going to achieve some success. And with the odds stacked so high against you, if that were all somebody wanted, I wouldn't be able to take it on.
I'm glad to hear that you're honest about that. That it, you know, like I say, getting on Oprah, every author, I'm sure, wants to get on Oprah.
Oh, absolutely.
But as you say, the odds are pretty slim. It's almost one of those pick of the draw. And when you talk to your authors about their goals, what is it that you're looking for?
Essentially, I'm looking to see if the goals are, first of all, realistic. If I have an author who comes to me and wants nothing but national syndicated daytime television media, and the book probably will not find its market there, it's probably not going to be a good fit. But if I'm looking for if an author comes to me and they say, you know, I have this book, I want to spread the word about it. I like print media. I'd love to do some radio. I have lots of strong contacts in the Southeast. Something like that. As long as it's somebody who's put some thought into it. The people I'm very, very leery of are people who come to me and say, you know, I just want national media. And, gosh, I wish I could do that for you, but the odds are just not going to be good for this particular book, for example.
That's a very good point. And I try and tell the authors, you know, that you want to make your mistakes in the smaller media first. So, you know, do some internet radio interviews and then work your way into talk radio, and then from there see where it goes from there. There's definitely a food chain, as it were.
Oh, absolutely. And you have to. I mean, unless you are a very, very, very experienced media guest, you do need to get out and do smaller markets and things like that, because the experience is so great. And it's wonderful, you know, when you do get a bite from a national show and they say, well, what all has this person done? And then you have, you know, several pages of interviews and things along those lines. So it is good. It is very good to start small and branch out.
Right. I've been thinking there's actually a number of different scenarios in which a publicist might be used. We've been talking about, you know, the first-time self-published author, but you might have sold your book to one of the, you know, Fortune 500 companies, and there's an in-house publicist. Now, should I rely on the in-house publicist to do everything for me, or should I consider getting my own hired gun?
You know, it depends on the on what the plan is for the book. A lot of times, a lot of times it does help for an author to have an outside publicist, and I've worked in a number of situations where there was a publicist at a large house and the author said, you know, I feel like I'm going to need additional media support and hired me. So I think it's always a good thing as long as the expectations are clear on the front end. If you know one person is just going to be doing this type of media and the other person is just going to be doing this type of media, that's a very good thing, because when you have a bunch of people who are pitching the same author to the same people, it can get annoying.
Yeah, that gets really weird really fast. I'm always trying to be careful that we're not contacting the same people as the author is or the author's publisher.
Right.
All right. Now, I'm curious as to can a publicist help me before I get an agent, or would I get the agent first, or which comes first?
A publicist might be able to help you before you get an agent, but typically I need to have a publication date. I need to know when your book is going to be in stores before I'm really able to get the wheels turning. So before you have an agent might be a little premature.
Right, that makes sense. You can't really generate heat for something that you don't know whether it's going to happen or not.
Right.
All right, so what are the key questions that I want to ask when I'm, you know, interviewing a publicist to figure out whether they're the right fit for me?
The key questions are probably, have you represented a book similar to mine before? And say, for instance, you've written a book about finding a new job, and you ask the publicist, do you have any experience with media who write about careers or media who would be potentially interested in this project? It always helps. It always helps if the PR person is experienced in that area. And another thing I recommend emphatically is references. Call people who've worked with this person before and find out, you know, what was their experience? How responsive was the person? What happened? What resulted? How effective was he or she? Those things are very, very important.
Well, those are definitely things that every author should look into before they certainly hire a publicist, and definitely check out more than one. And so, Mary Glenn, I've done my checking. I've decided to hire, let's say, you as my publicist. And I really would like to know exactly what are my benefits? What are you really going to be able to do for me as an author?
Oh, absolutely. Assuming that we were to start pre-publication on your book, say your book is coming out next August, the first thing I would do for you is put together your press kit. From there, I would start pitching you to the book and library trade media. From there, I would pitch to longer lead magazines, such as the glossy magazine you see on the newsstand. I'd be pitching for book reviews, for feature stories, how-to articles, even there's a how-to angle with your book. I'd be pitching to newspapers and news services, radio and television and internet media. So it would cover, that would be a very broad campaign.
That was certainly, and that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and I would assume then a publicist would have all these connections, whereas an author wouldn't really have these connections.
Right.
And
absolutely. And when someone comes to me, the first question I ask if I have a project that I'm thinking about is, based on what I know about this project, do I have people in my mind or in my database or people I've worked with before that I'm fairly confident I could pitch this project to and get them to say yes? And if the answer to that is no, there is no need for me to proceed. It's not fair to the author. It's not fair to the publicist. But I always make sure, you know, I feel confident about the product. I feel confident about working with the author. And I feel confident that I can deliver.
And that brings me to the next question, too, is a publicist taking on books that really may be a topic that they don't believe in or cannot really, you know, pitch it because of their own belief system, and yet, from what I understand, many will take whatever comes to them. And so I'd like you to comment on that and how important it is for the publicist to really believe in what the author is writing. in a case of, let's say, a nonfiction book?
I think it's important to a certain extent, and I will say I have worked on books where I did not necessarily agree with what the author was pitching in the book, but it did, you know, it was something that I felt confident about representing. I can do it. I found that the books that I represent the best are books that I'm passionate about, though, and that's, you know, that's a very good question that you asked.
Well, I would think that it would be important for whoever is representing the author that they be passionate, not only as a publicist, but also the publisher. You had mentioned earlier that pitching to magazines, and from what I understand, magazines are usually thought about and the topic discussed and focused on 4 to 6 months prior to the publication of that particular magazine. So then I would assume it's really important also for you to know the cycle.
Yes, absolutely. And it is. There are magazines out there that have lead times of 7-8 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're well into their August issues right now.
And that's something that I think a lot of writers and authors just do not realize or accept, the fact they think that they can, you know, can just send their book in any time. And quite often what I hear, too, is authors sending in books because all of a sudden they see an article in the newspaper, a magazine, or on TV that is their topic of the books that they have written. However, it's too late. We always have to be months and months in advance and anticipating what the trend will be, what the topic will be, what the phase or trend will be. Is that correct? And I'd like you to comment more on that.
That is absolutely correct. And the good news is, particularly where magazines are concerned, you don't have to be an oracle to figure out what they're going to be writing about. One of my secrets, actually, is the editorial calendar. And many, many, many magazines will publish an editorial calendar that says the July issue is going to be about summer, and a February issue is going to be about love. And the November issue is going to be about being thankful. And you already know what they're going to be working on, and you can pitch accordingly.
So there's no point sending something in December for, let's say, fall or something that's for Christmas, because basically they're working on something that's for summer.
Yeah, if you were looking at Christmas of 2008, go for it.
Right.
It's too late.
Yeah. And I think the same goes for people publishing a book in December, let's say a Christmas-themed book that they're publishing in December, but yet, and all of a sudden, you know, in the panic to do all the publicity and marketing in the month of December, well, it's way too late.
Oh, it's way too late, mm-hmm. Unless you're just laying the groundwork for next year.
But then it ends up that next year is going to be last year's book.
Yes, absolutely. It's very strange, but I think that's such an important topic. I'm so glad you brought it up. Magazines, lots of times you'll see a magazine on the newsstand, and it'll be the middle of May, and the magazine will say July on it. So it's a very long lead time. But most publications, if you do your research, you can figure out what their lead time is, what they're looking for, what they aren't looking for, and really time it accordingly. But it does. I mean, it does take a lot of time.
Well, gosh, Mary Glenn, this has just been really interesting, and I'm so glad that you were able to come and talk to us and just really clear up some things. And I believe that our listeners are going to get so much information out of this, because there are a lot of questions about publicists and a lot of untruths, I think, out there too. So I'm glad you were able to clear that up. Mary Glenn, would you tell us your website address, please?
Oh, absolutely. It's www.maryglenn.com, and Mary Glenn is spelled MaryGlenn. And thank you so very much for having me on.
Well, it's just been a real pleasure, and I'm glad that you were able to take the time and talk to us. And listeners, I hope that you do go to Mary Glenn's website. She has a lot of things that would be of interest to you.
Yes, this has been a real education for me, too. Thanks very much.
No, thank you.
You've been listening to another podcast edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. We'll be back on the air December 13th, 2007, when our topic will be writing and publishing nonfiction, and our guest who will be joining us is Robert Reed. You can learn more about all our guests on the Authors Access website, which is authorsaccess.com. We would love to hear from you about tonight's show. Please send your questions and comments to info@authorsaccess.com. Authors Access is a joint production of Reader Views Incorporated and Loving Healing Press.
And for Reader Views, this is Irene Watson in Austin, Texas, saying good night.
For Loving Healing Press, this is Victor Volkman in Ann Arbor, Michigan, wishing you all a good evening.